You know, every time I come in here on a Monday, there's always, you know, a lot of work that needs to be done, a lot of things you want to fix and make better going forward. I think, you know, the biggest thing for us is to find a way to win. You know, we took our team in there, you know, playing at that 10 o'clock Eastern time or 10 o'clock Pacific time, that early game out there on the East Coast, going out there with a football team, playing a rookie right tackle. Three rookies starting on defense, you know, and then to go in and do what we did as a football team is stay in the fight and battle and come out of there with a really, really great victory, you know, a hard-fought team effort. You know, really proud of our guys, just really proud of our guys for that effort. And then, like you have to do, whether it's good or bad, you know, you have to move on to next. So here we are. Moving on to a San Diego game, and getting that preparation in order. We'll have it be a little more difficult. We had a couple guys get banged up pretty good yesterday. Lee Smith, you know, appears that Lee is going to have surgery to repair his, and also Ben Heaney. Looks like Ben's going to be banged up. So both of those guys are likely to go down. That'll be as they finish the work that is done on these guys with our doctors and everybody and all the experts looking at it, if we determine that the time is such where we won't be able to get them back, then they could, in fact, go down. So it's not officially done yet, but it's heading that direction. So I'll just give you guys that, you know, bit of information today. But beyond that, you know, really, you know, gritty effort, proud of our guys. And like I said, moving on to San Diego as soon as we're done here. Questions? Yeah, questions.
You talked pretty much every week about sort of the melding of offense, defense, special teams, mm-hmm. how one plays into the other. Your first touchdown, when you get them pinned back, then the defense holds three and out, then you get a punt return, then you get a 5-yard touchdown on the short field. Is that about as textbook as it gets?
That's exactly what we're talking about. All three phases, playing complementary football, impacting the game, and you know, it's about us and our team and what we're able to do when those three phases work together like that. That's a great example of it.
Lee Smith is kind of a one of a kind guy on this roster. He does a lot of things that
he does
that don't show up in a stat sheet. How big of a loss is that, a guy like that?
Yeah, it'll take several people in all likelihood to fill his shoes because of all that he did, you know. Mainly the dirty work, you know, mainly the blocking, the dirty work, kind of a unsung kind of hero kind of role, you know, where he just very tough, very determined. So, yeah, we'll miss him for sure. But, you know, like we do, we'll plug in, you know, we'll design around anything we need to design around, and we won't ask people to do things they're not capable of doing.
How important is he to the running game?
He's a vital cog. He's a vital piece of it for sure. And like I said, we've got smart coaches, we've got players that adapt, and you know, we will build around what we need to build around and continue to run the ball.
Jack, if he needs surgery, that part hasn't been established yet, I take it, of whether he'll need surgery.
I think he will need it. It's just a matter of, you know, is the time frame to return reasonable for him to come back or not? And I think once we determine that, then we'll be able to make that final decision.
No telling how long he's going to be out.
Not for me sitting here today, but I'll know it shortly. Yeah, I'll know it at some point here, and we'll get that to you.
Jack, I know you want to move on to this week.
But yeah.
If you get your first three road games,
mm-hmm.
when you only have eight, how important is that in the big picture?
Well, it's big to win. You know, every week you can look at it one way or the other. Winning the next game's huge. You know, for us right now. We're going to talk about this one because it's up to do today, and then, you know, it'll be so important that we win next week, you know, or this week coming up, you know. It'll be so huge. So that'll become paramount. That'll become, you know, the main focus and where we want our attention and effort and everything. So, but, yeah, looking back at it, it was big to go in there and beat an undefeated team at their place. It's a tough place to play. You know, I coached there for 3 years. We didn't lose many games there in those 3 years. It's a tough place to go in there and battle, and we're able to do that, and so that's a heck of a job.
Three for three in the red zone. Other than having a quarterback that can just stick a throw, what other factors that have made you so good in the red zone?
Well, it's always, you know, we only talk about the coordinator when things don't go well, right? You want to question what happened or something, you know, it's like, why'd you call that, you know, and then you want to know. But, you know, reality is, I mean, he's called a good game, right? He's done a nice job down there putting us in a position, putting Derek in position to do the things he does well. So you have to give credit, you know, to the design of it, and then you have to give credit to the execution of it, you know, and it starts with the trigger man. That's why, you know, when you have a good trigger man, makes a lot of things, makes a lot of things, you know, kind of go smoothly. Yeah.
How much more comfortable did he look? And I'm sure there were some things that need to be
sure.
Up, but just on an overall standpoint, how much more productive was he yesterday?
Very productive. We had him for 16 total tackles in the game. I think 12 of them were solo tackles. You know, he finds the ball. I mean, he's around the ball, and yeah, he played well. You know, he's a good football player. And, you know, his for his second game starting. I thought he showed growth, and I think he'll continue to do that.
Jack used the no huddle to great effect on that second touchdown drive. What do you like about it? Is it something that you'll continue to do sporadically, or what?
We'll change the pace from time to time. Let Derek call it at the line some, you know try and get in rhythm. If we feel like we're out of rhythm, change the pace. So. Yeah, we'll jump in and out of it. I don't think any, you know, offensive line wants to operate in it all day. But I thought there was an opportunity there, and you know, we took advantage of moving the pace a little bit.
Marquez King obviously had a terrific day.
Yeah, his best day since I've been here in the last 2 years.
I'm kind of wondering what you thought of his post punt.
It's 2016, you know, there are new things that there are new ways of celebrating. You know, I like guys to be themselves and express themselves. He certainly is an expressive young man. So when you kick it that well, you can have a little fun out there as well.
I think of Derek's 13 wins, 6 or 7 have been fourth quarter game winning drive.
Yeah.
Obviously there's a lot that goes into that, but is it just that he's poised? Does he take his game to a different level? Does he get more locked in? What do you see from him in those situations like yesterday when he needed the touchdown?
I think the really good guys that have ever done that, you go all the way back to the Joe Montanas of the world, they're really calm. They're really poised. And they kind of take advantage of your mistakes. They don't force the action. And I didn't see Derek forcing the action. I saw him taking advantage of opportunities that were there, being deadly accurate with the ball. But most importantly, I saw him continue to operate, you know, with the poise, you know, an even keel. I mean, there's fire there, but it's under control, you know. And he's really analyzing what he's getting and getting the ball, you know, to a great spot with really good accuracy and letting his playmakers do their thing.
He's had some games like last year where he did force some things and he paid for it. So
yeah.
Those
well, I think it's part of the learning, you know, part of the experience that you get as a young player, and you know, I think you know to start the year, it's been really good. You know, we're off to a good start, and you know, a large part of that is Derek playing, you know, with great poise, and us believing that we can make these plays at the end of ball games, us understanding we're going to be in these tight situations, and it's really the team that can be comfortable there and make the plays you need to make to close out these games.
Coach, just to make sure I got this straight, in Lee Smith's case, is there a broken bone in his lower leg?
Yeah, I'm not the doctor involved in it. I think there's some damage there. There's going to be, I believe, surgery required, and exactly how long it would take for him to recover and be back to full speed, I'm not certain of that. So I would say it's tracking in the direction where he's going to be unavailable to us. And if that is the case, then he'll end up going on IR. He's not going on there today. So I'll just, you know, once we know more, then we'll get you guys more information.
I assume Walford is one of the people that you were talking about to pick up the slack. Can you talk a little bit about him and how much more You're going to count on him?
Yeah, we'll count on him. And I think the other thing is we won't change terribly his role. I think what Clive does is what he does. He plays a big role as it is right now. I think when I'm talking about it may be more than one person that fills in the role that Lee provided, that there's several ways that you can go about that, you know, and obviously another player. At some point, if he goes down, another player gets added, and then how you use the players that are available to you, what combination of players that you play in that role. And that's, I'm not going to get specific, you know, with you, because then you get into game planning aspects.
What about Malcolm Smith? Is he going to be out? Or is he okay?
Yeah, at this point, I don't have an update on that. You know, we're hopeful. I'll know more when I see him move around tomorrow. No updates other than they're all healing, they're all getting better. It's just how quickly. And then Vidal played really well. I don't know if you guys went back and watched the tape, but those holding calls, there were a couple that were called on him that were, man, it was really tough to see any kind of holding going on there. I thought he did a heck of a job. I know that Khalil would love to see all those type of things get called every time he's held. It was tough. Anyway, I think the young man played really well.
Do you send that stuff to the league, like,
right,
every Monday, every day?
Right.
Day after the game, whole package of plays that you think are all.
Correct. I do, but I know that it never benefits me, the league, the officials, or anybody else to discuss that stuff. You know, it's really, they offer it as an opportunity for us to grow, and that's the way I look at it. You know, it's an opportunity for us to teach and grow and understand how they see things and why. And then you understand some of the difficulties of getting the right angle and seeing the, you know, and so I have a good feel for all that. But it's, you know, I'm not going to sit up here and play the blame game. I think they do a good job, and it's a tough job. And so I respect that, and we'll just coach our guys and do the best we can, you know.
Are you saying that the Monday feedback you give the league never does any good?
Oh, it does a lot of good in terms of us teaching our players and us.
I mean, in terms of the league telling the officials, hey, look, you screwed up on this play, and don't, you know. It's working.
Yeah, I'm not even. I guess what I'm saying is I'm not even going there.
Okay.
Getting back to Vidal, there were a couple plays. I'm watching on TV. You're limited.
Yep.
There were a couple of plays where they were doing some stunting things, and his recognition to keep going wide and pick the guy up going wide really kind of factored into keeping Derek clean.
Sure.
Was his recognition, you know, was that something that you guys didn't see him doing as better? I mean, how well did he play?
Yeah, no, he played really well. I think, you know, the group overall, you know, you're going up against a really good defense. They present a lot of different looks. You know, and I thought our guys handled it for the most part. We handled it very well. And, you know, there were a couple of times where Derek had to move a little bit, and his ability to move, you know, helped us there. But for the most part, we were able to get a hat on a hat and give Derek some time to operate.
This is a guy that you find in the seventh round who can play guard and tackle. And
yeah.
Kind of, what were your first impressions, and maybe talk about his growth since he's been here?
Well, the biggest thing that stood out on the film was this guy moves people in the run game, you know. So the college tape, you know, showed that a lot of movement, a lot of power with him. And so that was, you know, we were drawn to that. But then I think the opportunity to grow him at multiple positions, you know, a guy that could play inside or outside. Once the guy gets here, it's up to him to take advantage of those opportunities and compete. And that's what he's done. Obviously we started the year. He's the fourth right tackle, the fifth tackle to play over there on the right side, but the fourth right tackle for us the way they came down. So, but the great thing is that each of our guys has stepped in and been solid and played well for us. And as a group, we played well. So that's a credit to, you know, Mike Tice and the entire group.
Over and he has the ball snapped.
Yeah.
Did you have a play called there, or was that just to get hit the guy to jump?
Yes, we had a play called there. And yes, the guy jumped and we snapped it. And Donald Penn did a nice job, when the guy came across the line, of engaging him. And so, yeah, it was a nice job by the offense.
Thank you.
What did you see on tape from Hayden?
DJ's playing well. You know, he's doing some good things. So, you know, he was involved in several stops for us yesterday. You know, I feel like he's had a, you know, good off season, a good productive camp. I think he's been pretty steady for us, you know, and you know, we need that to continue. Obviously, there are things that in the back end we're going to do better as we keep going. We've got good people, you know, we really do. We've got good guys, and they're accountable, and they want to be really good. And I feel good about the way the group's working, and I think DJ played well yesterday.
Last defensive series against Tennessee, they went a long way before they got all the way down to five before you were able to stop them.
Yeah.
In this last defensive series, you guys are sending Carl just about every play the last three times.
Mm-hmm.
Are those two things related at all, the way you came, or is that just different quarterbacks, different approaches based on those quarterbacks, or was there any thought of, look, we're going to go after them, we're not going to lay back this time?
Yeah, and I don't think it was laying back the first time. I think we executed better in some key situations yesterday earlier. You know, we executed in both occasions. We got the job done.
Yeah.
Yesterday, had we allowed them to get that close, that field goal kicker of theirs would have made us pay for it. So he's pretty good. So it was really, you know, that was our goal line, so to speak. You know, right there at the 50. You know, wherever we were, right there near midfield, that was the time. Like, you need to make a stand right here.
That big hit from Nelson on that fourth down. Yeah.
Sure.
He
well, I appreciate him feeling the need to make a play like that at the end. It was good in the strike zone, you know, made a good play where you want to hit people. And, yeah, it was a nice shot. DJ was, you know, really good on that as well.